Greater support is needed from government for people to heat their homes more sustainably. That's according to the Climate Change Advisory Council. Its chairperson is Mary Donnelly. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Cian.
Well, your review of the built environment sector is out today. What's in it?
So our key message is that it's doing well, which is a very positive piece of news. But we have a real challenge in the residential sector, and that is to eliminate our use of fossil fuels. And the reason for that is because we import all of our fossil fuels and they're very expensive and we can't control the price. We saw over the last few years, prices doubled and trebled and we can't really control that. So we need to have an alternative, sustainable way to heat our homes. And what we're recommending is to use heat pumps, for the government to support people to use heat pumps and ultimately, of course, district heating when it comes on stream.
So how should that happen? What are you calling specifically on government to do?
So heat pumps, of course, sometimes people say, well, you know, I need to do a full retrofit before I can put a heat pump in. That's actually not the case. The analysis we've done shows that more than 75% of homes in Ireland are now heat pump ready. For example, if your house was built after 2007, you don't even have to do the technical assessment in order to get the grant. So what we're saying to the government is this is a really win-win situation for everybody. You need to look at the grants, increase the grants, maybe add a support for, let's say, if you happen to have a large room in your house, you want to add one extra radiator, support that. Tell people about it. For people particularly who have a fossil fuel boiler in place at the moment that's maybe 13, 14, 15 years old, maybe coming to the end of its life, now is the time to look at how can I get a heat pump in, what's involved, and how can I do it?
How expensive are they? How expensive are they to run?
Well, to run, because I think that's really a key issue. SEAI has a really good little calculator on their system. So you're looking at maybe saving somewhere between, you know, up to about 500 euros a year on the average heating bill when you switch to a heat pump. Now, the real issue, of course, is it is expensive. It does cost money. And that's why we're saying the government needs to look at the grants, needs to increase the grants and needs to support people to make that choice before their fossil fuel boiler breaks down and they're forced into another new one.
But is it a case of electricity prices are expensive and you have to pay for electricity if you're to run these heat pumps?
Electricity prices have been very expensive and that's because of the imported fossil fuels. We can produce our own electricity, and this is why we have the rollout of wind farms and solar farms. And of course, you know, we're looking at, nearly 70,000 homes last year put solar panels on their roofs, and they can run their heat pump out of that. So there are ways to minimize that cost. Again, grants are available for that. And if you get the special tariffs that are available for a heat pump, that can also reduce the cost for running it.
You've mentioned there are grants. There are also loans in place. There's been lots of money in last year's budget in relation to the SEAI residential and community upgrades. But is retrofitting out of reach for many people to actually get into it and do all that retrofitting?
Well, retrofitting is expensive. You're right to say that the Home Energy Upgrade Loan Scheme is excellent and that, you know, offers up to 75,000 for people who want to retrofit. And we've seen last year 48,000 retrofits took place. We need to get more, that's for sure. But we do have a specific concern in two areas. One is for social houses. We have about 150,000 social houses in the country. Currently, we're looking at maybe 2,000 to 3,000 upgrades a year. We're calling for that to be at least doubled. Greater ambition, greater rollout for social houses because we really need to get that done sooner rather than later because this is a very expensive cost for people who are there. But there's a second group, if I may, and that's older people. Oftentimes, older people will be in the house, you know, 20, 30 years as the case may be. So it's an older house. It's a bit of a challenge. Can we do it? Can we not do it? What's the paperwork? How much is it going to cost? What's the return on investment? Lots of questions there. And we're calling for government to put in special measures for older people who might be thinking about retrofit, more to, you know, it's an assistance on the road for them so that they, you know, the administration can be explained, the costs, the benefits, the implications, how you actually go through it, support them in that way.
You've mentioned it there, older people, and you're saying in this report many of the worst performing homes are likely to be owned by older people or householders who simply can't afford this retrofitting work. So you're calling for more supports from government. But really, how do you get around this problem? Because people have to pay out a lot of money to get this work done, even if there are grants in place.
Well, one of the things that the government has put in place, and is particularly relevant in this context, and that is the, what they call the one-stop shops. So by using a one-stop shop, they take the cost first. They take the grants. So instead of the grant, you paying all the money in advance, getting the grant back afterwards, and there's usually a little bit of a gap there. The one-stop shop will undertake the work, they get the grants directly, so you don't have to fund the grant in the interim period, which reduces your cost quite dramatically. And of course, it's a little easier because then you have a project manager that takes a holistic view of the whole project. So the one-stop shop is a really good initiative that the government brought in. That's particularly relevant for those who are a little bit hesitant, not quite sure what's involved, not quite sure of the paperwork, and not quite sure of what the technicalities are in terms of a retrofit.
Chairperson of the Climate Change Advisory Council, Marie Donnelly, thanks for joining us this morning.